In the first half of our twin bill, the Newell Fonda girls were victorious over OABCIG. It was 68-38. And to my right is Mustang senior girls basketball player Abby Smith. And Abby, first of all, your thoughts on the collective effort tonight of the team?
We played as a team tonight, and Junger said we just need to get after it. So we all worked together and reversed the ball and moved it and turned out in our favor.
He said you needed to get after it. What were the comments from coach in the post game after you finished up with this win here tonight?
He was satisfied with it. After losing the previous one, it was nice to get this one out over with and kind of redeem ourselves from that. And so, yeah, we're just keeping getting better.
The previous one, I'll ask you about that here in just a second, but let's talk about your performance tonight. The Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game is yourself, Abby, with a game-high 20 points, and you scored your team's first 11 of the night. Were you feeling it?
I guess kudos to my teammates for passing it to me and everything. I think that's what's special about our team. Like, anybody can have a night any night, and I guess tonight was just mine, but takes a team, so.
Yeah, that's what coach has said, and after those first few shots went in, tell me if I'm right, you certainly were not reluctant to keep firing away.
No, I mean, if I'm open, I'll just shoot the ball, and when the opportunity presents itself, I'll take it. So
it results in a 30-point win for Newell Fonda tonight. You had quite the challenge last night going up north, taking on a 3A Spirit Lake team that is ranked, and looking at some of the stats from that one, I want to get your perspective on the game. You lose by 9. You led 19-13 after the first quarter. We're still up by 3 at halftime, but I guess then in the second half, you just couldn't keep pace with them.
Yeah, we could have executed a little better on different things, and games like that versus games that we completely blow teams out, it's definitely a learning experience. So rather than playing a game and winning by a bunch and just putting their JV in, it really brings out our weaknesses so we can work on them. So it's a learning experience.
Yes, coach has said that every weakness, whatever weaknesses you have at this point, we're definitely going to be exposed in some of these early season games. Now, someone might look at the Mustangs' record and go, oh, you're 4-3, but those three losses, I mean, to a 4A Spencer team that is ranked now, Pokey LM, number 2 in 3A, and Spirit Lake, do you feel like you're getting better with this strong competition you're facing here just before Christmas break?
Yeah, for sure. It's early in the season, and in the grand scheme of things, stats are just stats, there's numbers, and so for us, we're getting better every day, and we're using these big teams as a learning experience, and then down the stretch, we'll use it, and we'll have that under our belt and keep getting better and better. So,
what about for yourself? Being a senior, do you feel more of a, I don't know if you had any specific, you said, you know, stats throw them out the window and all said and done, it's about the team and getting a win, so I'm not sure you're real focused with that, but being a senior, do you feel more responsibility on your shoulders this year, and how have you embraced all that?
All of us seniors, we're team leaders, and it doesn't even have to be the seniors. It's just whoever's on the floor at that time and steps up to be a leader. We all take it as a team, and no one person is going to be focused on their stats, so we're all going to work better, and if someone's having a good night, we're going to give it to them, and the other night, we're going to give it to the other person, whoever's having a good night. So, yeah, we're just working together and being a team and winning and learning together. So.
Well, the Mustang girls have two more games before Christmas break, and next up Friday, you'll be at a Manson Northwest Webster team. I remember 2 years ago, I was at their place where you got them, but they got you twice last year, and Manson Northwest Webster, really the only team, I know you haven't been in the same conference for all that long, but really the only team I can think of in the surrounding area that's been tough for Newell Fonda to handle as their high-caliber team again this year. What kind of problems is it really the size of the team they've had in recent years that's been tough to handle?
You could probably pick out strengths with every different team. We don't focus on what their strengths are, well, we do, and get those covered up, but we focus on our strengths, and sometimes they just have the better night that night, and we just need to execute on the things we can control and we can handle and use our strengths to our advantage, so we'll see.
And then Monday you'll be hosting Hinton before enjoying some good holiday R&R. What are you and the family going to be busy with around Christmas time? Doing some traveling, sticking at home?
No, we're just sticking at home. We usually have Christmas at home, so okay. I'm going to be with my family in Newell, so yeah.
All right, so first semester, I guess, is winding down. What's the most challenging class for yourself that you're taking at this point?
I have a couple different classes that are different. For the testing, probably sociology is my biggest one this semester.
And who teaches sociology?
Mrs. Limbert.
All right. And what's the other one?
Composition final with Mrs. Meffer is probably going to be what I have to study for as well. So.
All right. So those demand your full attention
for
and
sure.
preparation.
Probably be go home doing those right when I get home. So.
All right, get right back after it. So, of course, after basketball season ends, and we're still a long way from that coming, but you'll be jumping. What do you do in the spring for athletics? Anything?
I don't go out for track. I quit track my freshman year. I might get a job this spring. I might play AAU volleyball. I haven't really decided.
No. Well,
so.
It's kind of up in the air then.
Yep,
Well, we know you'll be playing softball in the summer. I want to go back to last year. A single season RBI leader for Newell Fauna with some of the greats that have come through, Susan Keys, et cetera, to hold that honor. It's got to be pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah, it is. Softball is my favorite sport. So, yeah, I went improve my swing a little bit with Pat McCormick, and it's strike zone Storm Lake, and that really seemed to help me. So
Pat McCormick, all
yeah.
right.
it's
a sweet
cool.
swing you possess. You can't deny that.
Thank you, appreciate
and,
it.
And so, do you know what you're going to be doing when the high school days come to a close around this time next year? Do you have any idea where you'll be? Or
I'm deciding between Dort and Sioux Center and Northwestern in Orange City, and I am continuing softball.
Oh, brother, maybe. Here she comes.
Yeah, I know. He's been on me about that.
So those two places, do you have a major? Do you know what you want to do?
Yep, I'm going to major in criminal justice and social work. So, yeah.
Abby, thanks. We'll look forward to seeing you more on the court.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.